It's time for Central Iowa Today. Here's Ken Hughey.
Hi again, everybody. Welcome to another Central Iowa Today on News Talk 1230 KFJB AM and 93.9 FM. You know, late last week on our morning show with Mr. Martin and myself, we had another one of those infamous stories about excuses that somebody was giving a highway patrolman in Ohio for, I don't even remember what it was because it wasn't that great, why they were speeding. And Kyle and I on the air got talking. We says, you know, we ought to get the chief on to talk about some of the best lines that he's heard. And voila, here he is, Marshalltown Police Chief Mike Tupper joining us. How are you, Chief?
I'm good. It must be a slow news day to have me on talk about this.
No, it's just time. We've been spending so much time on so many other things. It's about time we had a little fun with
Let's
something.
Let's do it, yeah.
And all of that. And so have you heard it all, think, in your police career?
I probably have. So I have to note that as a police chief for the last 17 years, some would say I'm not a real cop anymore, so maybe my stories don't count. But I've heard some good ones. I've heard some good ones. And so after you called last week, I was trying to think about what I could say and what I couldn't say, because this is a family show.
True.
And I've seen some.
For both of us, yeah, both of our sakes.
Yeah, I don't want Todd Steinkamp running in here saying, yeah, you can't say that. No, because I've seen some weird stuff in cars too, uh-huh. Ken. But so I have heard a lot of interesting excuses. I would say that the most common excuse would be, I have to poop.
Yeah. Go to the bathroom.
That happens a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And not just have to go right now.
Yeah.
I'm guessing.
Yeah. Yeah. And so when somebody's in that situation, you can generally see the sense of urgency in their eyes. So you know that they're not fibbing to you. So that one I've heard a lot, and it works usually.
Does it really?
Yeah, because most cops are empathetic.
Yeah.
Right?
Well, of course they are.
Help, you know,
of course they are.
Right?
You're empathetic to my needing a guest to talk about this kind of thing, and here you are.
Yeah.
So what are the next most used lines by people when they get stopped speeding?
Well, okay, the most used lines, I don't know, are that unique, but the most used lines that I've heard was, no, I wasn't, I had my cruise on. You hear that a lot. Mm-hmm. People want to see the radar to see if you're telling the truth or not. One unique one that I heard one time, Ken, and I'm cleaning it up because it's a family show. But the guy was in a hurry, clearly, and he said he had to get home because his wife is ovulating.
Mm.
you're looking at me like I wish you hadn't
You don't want to waste those opportunities. No, I totally believe that because, you know, I've heard similar stories in the past in some of my travels and all of that. You know, I have been fortunate that I have never had to come up with an excuse when I've been stopped for speeding because I've never been stopped for speeding, amazingly enough.
It is amazing because I hear you and Kyle talking in the morning about your traffic exploits.
Well, you know, I just can't keep up with Kyle. That's all. Okay, some of the weirder ones. Yeah. What are some of the more off-the-wall ones that you kind of go, excuse me?
Yeah, well, I think I just gave you that one.
Yeah.
Another weird one I had once, guy was in a hurry and he said, I'm trying to get away from my boss because if he finds me, he's going to fire me. I don't know that you can run from that too long anyway, right?
Not these days. Eventually, with cell phones and everything else.
Well, this would have been before cell phones.
Oh, really?
Yeah, so
really?
I suppose you could stretch that out for a couple days.
Okay. Do they ever blame their passengers?
Well, yeah, kids a lot get blamed. And I've seen a couple of valid reasons. I mean, when you walk up to the car, and the driver will say, "My son or daughter is projectile vomiting," and you look in the back seat, and sure enough, they are. So you're in a hurry, you know. I've heard spouses blame each other because you know they were discussing something that maybe it got a little heated. That's pretty common as well.
Well, I went on and I found a list of tactics that supposedly work more than not to get you out of a ticket if you're stopped speeding. And like you said, the number one thing was, I need a restroom and I need it now.
Yeah.
So
you know why that works, right? Because cops are in a car all day long.
Yep.
They know what that's like.
They know what that's like. Yeah. Sure. Sure. So another thing that, okay, here's the number two that, you know, that to help you get out of a speeding ticket, as the cop is approaching you, you very cautiously just give them a friendly wave. Ever had anybody do that?
With all their fingers?
With all their fingers. I do. A friendly wave. Now, this is to get out of it, not to make it worse, Mike.
Come yeah. I don't think I've seen that one.
Okay.
Yeah.
Have you ever heard the excuse that I'm driving too fast because it's safer?
Nope. But I do believe that people must think that that's the truth because people drive way too fast now.
Well, and then there's also one that goes along with that, you know, I was just going with the flow.
Well, that's a good one. I'm glad you mentioned that one because I do hear that one a lot. And then the next thing that they usually state is, well, you stop me. What about him? Or what about her?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I can only stop one at a time.
Yeah, there's the old joke about, and I don't know, you probably have heard it, about the guy who got stopped and says, I really wasn't going as fast as all of those guys in front of me. How come you didn't stop them? He says, you ever tried going fishing with dynamite? Says, you just get whichever one you get, okay?
Yeah, that's true.
You do that.
We can only stop one at a time.
Have you ever heard the excuse, well, you made me do it, officer, because you're driving fast. So if you're driving fast, I should be able to drive fast, right?
I've not heard that one, but that could be a valid excuse, though, couldn't it?
Well, it I don't be. Know. You tell me. You're
Hopefully, I'm not driving faster than I'm supposed to be. But you know, sometimes people have complained because they see me driving too fast, but they don't realize that I'm actually trying to get somewhere important.
And you don't always go with bells and lights blaring.
No, we don't. It depends on traffic. It depends on the type of call we're going to. And so by definition, when I say something important, I'm talking about an emergency, by the way, not I'm trying to get to my next cup of coffee. But some people do complain because they see officers driving too fast, but they don't realize they could be on their way to an important call.
How many people, when you have stopped them or, you know, some of you have said, would you just please give me a warning? Do they request that?
No, yeah. A lot of times people will request that. A lot of times people request that. So, and when I was much younger and skinnier looked good in a uniform, you know, sometimes people of the female persuasion would bat their eyes at you and think that's going to somehow get you a warning. It doesn't work.
Didn't work. How about, we kind of touched on this, but, you know, have you ever come across a really unusual medical emergency when you've stopped when somebody's been stopped for speeding?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. So I've stopped people that are on their way to the hospital because their wife is in labor.
In labor.
Yeah, absolutely. Or, you know, their child just got hurt and they're trying to get to the ER. So those are all valid reasons for being in a hurry. We tell people to slow down. A few times I've actually escorted people to the hospital because we want them to get there safely. But, yeah, I've seen that a lot.
How about, well, I didn't know what the speed limit was.
All the time. So, you know, usually you can point out the sign that they just drove by. But well, I didn't see that.
How about, well, I don't have an excuse. Does contrition help with the officer's decision whether to issue a ticket or not?
It does. It really kind of depends. You know, we make a lot of traffic stops. About a third of the people that get stopped receive citations. So two-thirds of the people do not receive citations. And we give a lot of warnings. I give a lot of warnings. It really kind of depends. I mean, If you're 10 miles over the speed limit, I'm probably more likely to give you a warning. But if you're 20 miles over, there's probably not going to be a warning there. Mm. It just really depends on the offense.
So I'm guessing it counts in the driver's favor if they're polite and not irritable. Does that help?
Well, I would say, you know what I'll say? I'm supposed to be professional, so I try not to take things personal. Mm-hmm. And so just because you have a bad attitude when I stop you doesn't mean I should have a bad attitude. I try not to take it personal. So I think being nice always helps no matter what you're doing. But as a law enforcement officer, it's my job to be professional. So I'm not going to make a decision about whether to give you a ticket based on your attitude. I hope, you know, I've tried to live up to that for 29 years. I hope I haven't failed. But I'm human.
Yeah. How about I'm late because I've got to get to a funeral.
I've not heard that one.
Really? Okay.
Are people usually in a hurry to get to a funeral?
Well, that's you know, subjective there. I
yeah.
think. I don't know.
I'm not in a hurry to get my own. That's
I'm
for sure.
Not, well, yeah, I'm not in a hurry to get to my own while I'm trying to get to somebody. Let me ask you this: a lot of folks will go, okay, just give me a ticket, because in the back of their mind they're thinking, I'm just going to keep asking for a continuance and try and push it out as long as I can, and hope the cop doesn't show up if I take it to court. Does that work?
Not really in Iowa. I've not seen that work in Iowa. I have heard of that working in other localities and states where there's a lot of population, but not really in Iowa. I'll tell you that most of the time when you get a speeding ticket too, if I stop you, Ken, for 10 over and I decide to give you a ticket, I'm probably dropping it down to 5 over. I'm trying to save you some money. We look at your driving record, by the way. If you've had a clean driving record, now Kyle Martin probably has a horrible driving record, so he's getting a ticket. But Ken Hughey with the clean driving record, I'm probably not going to give him a ticket.
Yeah, none of my coworkers has ever seen me pulled over on the side of the road, right, Kyle?
If I remember correctly, that story. It was because I had expired tags on my plate.
I didn't say it was speeding. I just said pulled over
and
on the side of the road.
My wife claims she paid those.
Yeah, I've heard that excuse before.
Let's just say.
The check's in the mail.
After looking through our records, we discovered we had not paid it.
Yeah.
Have you ever had anyone just outright beg for mercy? Please don't do this. That's going to be
They do. And I can be a softie, so maybe that's worked once or twice. But again, it's going to, you know, I'm not going to write you a ticket because you got a bad attitude. I'm not going to not write you a ticket because you're begging for mercy. It really depends on the offense.
Mm-hmm. What is the strangest thing you've ever encountered at a traffic stop? Is there one thing that just really sticks out in your mind that, you know, you'll be telling years from now at the old cop's home?
Yes, but I can't talk about that on the radio. There's lots of those stories,
Ken. There's
Ken.
Lots of those stories?
Yeah, yeah.
You can't even clean them up, huh?
No, not really. But I'll tell you, one of the weirdest thing I've seen in a motor vehicle, though, somebody driving on the interstate, doing her makeup and eating a sandwich and trying to drive all at the same time. Mm. That's multitasking.
Yeah,
that'll probably get you stopped.
That'll probably get you stopped. That's like, you know, where was it? It was California, I think, when I was out there, you know, visiting family. Well, I think I saw a guy reading the newspaper and shaving with his electric razor while he's going down the
highway. I've seen people on their laptop computers. You know, we talk about distracted driving. I've seen people on their laptop computers typing away as they're driving.
Why do you think we speed so much these days? I mean, you talked about that a week or so ago with Kyle. What is it about the need for speed? Is it just because we're in a hurry?
I really think right in today's society, it's just we're always in a hurry. There's so much going on in our society, so much going on, especially when you have kids and stuff, so much for you to keep track of and do, and we're just always in a hurry, and we're late all the time. And despite all the technology in the world, it seems like the problem of not having enough time in the day just keeps getting worse.
Best joke that I've ever heard about a cop stopping somebody for speeding was a trooper who stopped a guy one night about 2 a.m. He was speeding and going here and there all over the road. And trooper went up to him and says, listen, I'm at the end of my shift. I'm tired. If you can give me an excuse I've never heard before, I'll let you off. Mm-hmm. And the guy says, well, many, many years ago, my wife ran off with a state trooper, and I thought you were chasing after me to bring her back.
I've not heard that one before, but that might work.
It might work. Hey, thanks for the time, and thanks for sharing. It's good to have some light conversation and talk about some of the experiences as a cop.
Well, thanks for having me on, Ken. I appreciate it.
Police Chief Mike Tupper, our guest on Central Iowa Today on News Talk 1230 KFJB AM and 93.9 FM.